A Universal picture. B Sky B presents The Land of the Lost, starring Will Ferrell as Dr. Rick Marshall, Anna Frail as Holly Cantrell, and Danny McBride as Will Stanton. A man in a spacesuit walks through a boggy swamp in the darkness.
Mission Control, come in. Mission Control, do you read?
Three full moons hang in the sky.
Mayday. Mayday. On re-entry into Earth's orbit, I seem to have fallen into, I don't know, some kind of tear in time and space. My coordinates are unknown. This is even Earth. Six instruments indicate should be White Sands, New Mexico. Obvious error. Is anyone receiving this? Come back. Recovery team, fix coordinates now.
A giant dinosaur is reflected in the man's space helmet. The Land of the Lost appears in white capital letters on the screen.
This is Today with Matt Lauer.
We're back now with Dr. Rick Marshall, whose new book arrives in stores tomorrow. It was back in Oslo, Doctor, last month that you just startled your colleagues with this theory of yours that takes science in a completely new direction, quantum paleontology.
That's correct.
What exactly is that?
Well, it's not to say modestly, it's our very future, Matt. It's the only real solution to solving this fossil fuel crisis we're experiencing, and it boils down to two simple words.
Renewable biofuels.
Close. Time warps.
Time warps?
Time warps.
You're serious about this?
I'm deadly serious. 5 years, over $50 million on my research.
You've spent $50 million of your own money studying time warps?
No, that's adorable. No, taxpayers' money. I don't have $50 million.
And now you're asking for more.
It's all explained in my book.
I know, we plugged the book.
My other car is a time machine. Bantam Books, Amazon.
We are living in a time right now with huge cuts in huge cuts in spending.
Right.
We're in dire economic straits, and you're spending $50 million on studying time warps. How do you not think that's irresponsible?
Well,
are you smoking?
No, I'm making a balloon animal here.
But you can't smoke in the studio.
Okay, no one told me that.
You can't.
Fine. There are huge, huge amounts of trans-dimensional energy out there just waiting for us to throw the switch. Energy crisis averted.
You are asking people to stake the entire future of industrialized civilization on what you call parallel dimensions. What about the critics who have a fair question, Doctor? They say this theory of yours is not science, it is non-science, and some are even more blunt and they say it's nonsense. How do you respond to that?
My critics.
Your critics, and there are a lot of them.
Can you be more specific?
Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking says this is nonsense. That's his word.
Okay, you know what? This interview's over.
Why?
Because what your producer said, you wouldn't bring that up, all right?
It's a fair question.
No, it's not. It's a hatchet job.
That was my guest, Dr. Rick Marshall,
whose book arrives
in stores tomorrow. You might want to look for it in the I'm out of my freaking mind department. When we come back, trampolines, summer fun, or silent killing.
Are
you out of your mind?
Are you crazy?
3 years later at a presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed colleagues, I'll conclude with this. Our very future depends on one thing. Tachyons. Subatomic particles that move so incredibly fast, they actually travel backwards in time. Ask yourself, what if there was a device that could harness these tachyons? We could open and travel through warps in time and space. What's that? Not in our lifetime? My friends, I've designed such a device. I give to you the tachyon amplifier. Genius in a box. Only with this device, you don't travel forwards or backwards. You travel sideways in time, to another dimension where past, present, and future all meet. And lights. All right. Any questions? Oh, great. Yes, you, right there, young man.
Yeah. If you shot a ton of pot at the sun, would it burn up and get everybody high?
No. Are there any real questions that pertain to science?
Do you take Cialis?
Why were you crying in the bathroom before this presentation?
How come it looks like you're about to cry now?
Do dinosaurs have boobs?
That's it. That's it. Everybody out of here. Get out of here. Go play in the parking lot. Go run around on the freeway. I don't care.
Hey, guys. Get some sugar.
I have a question. Did you ever try to make the Tacken amplifier?
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Holly Cantrell. I studied all your work at Cambridge. I think you're brilliant.
Well, Holly from Cambridge, who thinks I'm brilliant? I started, but I didn't finish, so no.
Oh, no, but you have to build it. I mean, it's the most incredible... What are you eating?
It's a donut stuffed with M&Ms. That way, when you finish the donut, you don't have to eat any M&Ms.
But don't you see? You are absolutely right. Everything...
Stop. Chasing that theory got me laughed out of mainstream science and landed me here. But you know what? I don't have anyone to blame but myself. Because as they say, if you don't make it, it's your own damn fault. That's a bitch slap of truth right there.
If your theories are such rubbish, then explain this.
She pulls out a fossil.
That fossil is over 265 million years old with an imprint of a $10 lighter. Go on, explain that. I found it out in the desert along with crystals like this that radiate pure tachyon energy.
She grabs the crystal around her neck.
Go on. Explain that.
She glares at him and then goes to leave. As she does, his curiosity gets the better of him, and he picks up the fossil and looks closely at the indent of a Zippo-shaped lighter, with the words Big Cat and two small stars on it. He takes his own lighter from his pocket and stares at it. Imprinted on his lighter are the words Big Cat and two small stars. He flips the lid and fits the lighter into the shape of the fossil. It's a perfect match.
Captain Kirk's nipples.
Later at the museum.
The tar pits will be open in 5 minutes. Dr. Marshall, please return the page.
Dr. Marshall?
He lies slumped on the floor, surrounded by empty takeaway boxes.
Oh, my God. Are you all right? Hey. No, you get. Here. Selena, please. Oh, dear.
I'm fine. I'm okay. I just... worked late. Oh, then I got hungry and I had several meals and lapsed into a food coma. I've had issues with food in the past. I don't know, you know, just with the stress of everything, I just overdid it. But I'm in control. And I don't have to go back to Phoenix.
I wanted to come and apologize for yesterday. My behavior was just...
No.
You finished attacking an amplifier!
No, I mean, yes. I don't know. I finished building it, yes, but I didn't have the nerve to test it out. So I thought a trip to Arby's might give me some courage. No dice. Then I hit Popeye's, Del Taco. 14,000 calories later, I found myself down at Subway, powering through a 12-inch veggie on whole wheat, babbling to a cutout of Jared. Still didn't give me the strength to turn that thing on. I'm a coward.
You are not a coward. You're a visionary. This is probably the greatest work of genius in the last 100 years.
Confused, Holly stares down at the rucksack-sized tachyon machine on the table.
Is that a chorus line?
It's leftover data from the drive. What a piece of crap! The machine, I mean. Not a chorus line. I love show tunes. They really tell the story of the human condition.
It's a bit gay.
He nods.
It is great.
Right. Dr. Marshall, you're going to stop selling yourself short. We're on the verge of major discovery. Now get up.
Whoa. Where are we going?
We're going to go and test this little device in the field.
You crazy? I'm not prepared for a field test.
No, we're not going to make a big deal out of it. It's just a routine expedition.
A routine expedition?
Purely routine.
Marshall and Holly drive far out into the desert. They pull up outside a small, solitary, run-down gift shop with a trailer trash caravan parked up next to it. Behind it is a cave whose entrance is via a novelty mouth.
Here it is. This is where I found the fossil. The Devil's Canyon Mystery Cave.
This dump is a portal?
Well, just look at these readings. We've just got to get back in that cave.
No problem. The place is obviously abandoned.
Not exactly.
So what's your pleasure? I got Roman candles, bottle rockets, Twitter glitters, dancing butterflies. This little bitch here I call the Mexican vasectomy. Yeah? Okay, had some bad taste. How about this? This little travel mug I like to call the perfect woman. Big old set of boobies, no head. and a handle.
Look, we want to go in the cave, all right?
Okay, how about this? Y'all spend $30 on crap, I'll give you a deluxe tour. It all goes to a great cause. The Devil's Canyon Resort and Casino.
Will, the shop's owner, unveils a model of a Vegas-style complex.
Wow, that's nice craft.
7,000 luxuriously appointed rooms, 3 casinos, 1 convention center, ass tons of parking, and when everything is complete, I will turn the tip of this golden teepee into my personal lair. And I will take a mate and live the rest of my life with her up here. And when we fight and she pisses me off, I will banish her to this tip, where she will be kept as a prisoner and a slave. Y'all gonna buy anything?
Yeah, fine.
A guy walks in carrying a gun.
Hey, Ern, taking these guys to the cave. Watch the store.
The Hicktown guy stares open-mouthed.
Close your mouth while you're breathing, like we talked about, making everybody over here feel weird.
Holly and Marshall sit perched on the edge of a tiny dinghy with the tachyon amplifier.
Prepare to meet your darkest fears inside the depths of the Devil's Canyon Mystery Cave. Rule number 1, keep your arms and legs inside the boat. Rule number 2, have a kick-ass awesome time. But be warned, you may get wet.
I'm sorry, May. Actually, I need to know, this equipment cannot get wet.
Not you, Mary Poppins. Boom, chicka, wow, wow, wow.
Say that again and I'll drown you.
Good to go.
Woo! Cave ride begins. Woo!
Will paddles into the dark cave, pulling rubbish out of the water as they float along. He turns on a string of lights.
Caveologists say this old cave is 100 years old and holds 1,000 mysteries. Or is it 1,000 years old and 100 mysteries? Well, that, my friends, is just one of the mysteries.
Say what you will, the man is a showman.
Without a doubt, this cave is most infamous for the legend of the Devil's Canyon Lizard Man. He's been seen around these parts since the Pilgrim times, snapping his claws, hissing, trying to eat people up, lurking about in the dark, dark shadows of this very cave. But those are just legends. Aren't they?
Marshall and Holly look unimpressed by his spiel.
Aren't they?
Are you asking us?
No, I'm not. Ernie, aren't they?
Here comes Will!
Ah! Oh, God! Woo! Oh, the lizard man! You're paying for that.
I most definitely am not.
You know, I'm sitting here trying to give you guys a really awesome adventure, and you guys are giving me nothing in return. I got the gloves on, the hat, the pageantry.
Holly, I'm getting a strong tachyon reading. I think I can boost the hell out of the signal with the resonant wave.
Go for it.
Man, you guys don't even care.
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it.
No. There are no show tunes on this ride.
The cave starts to shake violently and parts of it fall into the water.
Something's happening. Is this part of the ride?
No, boss, this ain't me. This is an earthquake.
Greatest earthquake ever known.
Marshall! I think you should turn it off!
The tachyon amplifier falls in.
Oh, it's the meter!
Swim, Holly! We're moving!
This isn't me! This isn't me!
Why are we moving so fast? Do I look like I know what's going on?
The water turns into a rapid and the dinghy hurtles through the cave at breakneck speed.
What's that sound? Is there a waterfall in here?
Hell no, dude! This isn't even a real stream! It's industrial runoff from the soap factory down the street!
What's that? Oh, shit! This is not a routine expedition! Reverse! It's beautiful!
The cave falls away into nothing, and the dinghy falls with the cascading water into a bottomless whirlpool. Back at the entrance to the cave, the waters have calmed and lie still and eerily quiet. The screen slowly fades to black. A flash of bright white light. Marshall slowly comes to, lying face down in a vast sandy desert. In the bright blue sky hang 3 moons. Will lies flat on his back in the sand a small distance from Marshall.
I gotta say, I did not see that coming.
Ernie! You bastard!
Oh, it's way too fast. Ernie! Too fast!
Already up on her feet, Holly opens what was the front door of a house, which stands upright in the sand. Stepping through, she stares in awe at the sight of a massive Viking ship with a Cessna plane crashed into its deck.
Marshall!
Marshall looks up at the three moons.
I think you should come and look at this.
He turns around and sees the Viking ship and the Cessna plane.
Do you realize what this means?
Yes! It means Matt Lauer can suck it!
Holly, are you rolling?
Yep.
I was a Viking ship and a Cessna.
Shut up! Just shut up!
Okay, currently in our party, me, Dr. Rick Marshall, doctoral candidate Holly Kentrell, and some trashy trailer park reject who smells of malt liquor and feet.
I'm standing right here.
I was right, okay? Holly, right here. Just as I predicted, we have fallen through a time portal from our Earth to another dimension where past, present, and future are all mashed up together.
How the hell did this happen?
My tachyon amplifier, that's how it happened.
You mean that shitty boombox puppet show tunes?
Yes, it worked.
Well, what the hell is it?
Okay, minor setback. My tachyon amplifier, which undoubtedly will be the only possible way for us to open a doorway home, is nowhere to be seen.
What? What the hell was that?
I have no idea, but let's go find out.
The three of them make their way across the vast sand dunes. Marshall spots three strange hairy primate creatures fighting each other.
Oh, I found primates. Well, they got the posture of an australopithecine, but the Sagittarius.
No, 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 shut up. I will not let you ruin this moment. I've waited my entire life to see the mighty Bigfoot.
Man, are you touching yourself?
Marshall, look.
Oh, my God. Tool construction! Tool construction!
Look, they're gonna kill him!
Abomatessa!
Holly stands up just as one of the primates tries to stab the other. They stare at her.
Okay, you eggheads, you follow my lead.
Anna just had a party with these guys.
You little monkey bastard! Prepare to bow down and worship me! For behold, ye troglodytes, I command the power of fire.
Well, it's not a good idea.
How you like me now, huh?
You want a disco dance with... Oh, son of a bitch!
The primate snatches his drop lighter.
Well done. You've now just given murderous primitives the power of fire.
As the primates scurry off, Holly notices one of them cowering behind a stone block covered in hieroglyphics. She creeps over towards the frightened creature.
It's all right. It's all right, don't be frightened. We're friends.
Macometa!
Friends.
Careful, Holly.
Come on. Come on. Come on. There we go. I spent 3 years at the Manchester Zoo primate house. I'm recognizing a very primitive language. Now, me, Holly. Holly.
The creature touches Holly's chest.
Holly.
Yes, Holly.
Harry.
Holly. Me, Polly. You. You.
Me. Chaka.
Chaka. Chaka. No. Holly. Chaka.
Yeah.
Will. Will.
Good work. Good work, Holly. Let me take over from here.
Greetings, Chaka. Chaka. I'm Dr. Rick Marshall. Dr. Rick Marshall. Okay. Let's take a look at that ankle. Does that sound good? Keep in mind, Chaka, although I'm a doctor, I'm not a licensed physician. Okay? I'm just gonna take a little look.
How dare you! How dare you! I mean you no harm! I mean you no harm!
Marshall!
Don't you run from me, you little shit! Hey! Now you're dead!
The ground collapses beneath them and sends them hurtling into a deep cave littered with bones.
Damn you, Chaka!
Now, was that necessary?
Marshall, wait, you'll scare him.
What was that?
Look, he was never in any danger, okay? Chaka, friend, safety, safety, safety! Holly, tell him.
Marshall. Yeah? Habu. Yeah. Oop. Oop.
Habu.
Chaka scurries to Marshall and clings to his leg.
Well, that's more like it. Holly, what did you tell
him? I think I told him that you're a great chief and you're very powerful. Oh. And I think he's pledging his lifelong loyalty to you.
Well,
that's hardly necessary, my little friend. But I will honor your customs, and you may serve me. In return, I will be a fair but very strict master.
Chaka humps his leg and steals his wallet.
Off! What is wrong with you people? That serpent swallowed us! I mean, can you all please act like this doesn't happen every single day? You're starting to make me feel really stupid.
Okay, hold on. Let's gather ourselves. Take a deep breath in.
Big green vines wrap around each of the group and lifts them high into the air.
Fortunately, I've been in this exact situation 3 times before.
When? When have you ever been in this situation
before? I've never been in this situation before! Just trying to keep up morale.
Oh, God. I sure hope there was a coyote.
Marshall looks down at the bone-covered floor below and spots a spacesuit.
Good God. It's a feeding station. If anyone knows about meal presentation, it's me.
Oh, God.
Grab hands. Create some momentum. Let's swing over to that tree.
They start to swing.
Extension. Reach. Good form, everyone. Working in concert. Don't be afraid to point the toe. One more. One more should do it.
A T-Rex bites the vines and they fall to the floor.
Everybody move out! Chaka, your master commands you to...
Chaka runs away.
Bad Chaka! Your loyalty is now in question! That was a dinosaur! T-Rex! Definitely in predator mode!
Will you hurry up? You're slowing us down! Why are you wearing high heels?
They're not high heels, they're my Florsheim zipper boots!
Why are you wearing Florsheim on a field expedition?
I told you I was not prepped to go into the field!
The T-Rex follows them as they race through the forest.
Wait, we need a photo.
Oh, nice field skills, Holly.
Well, send over there.
What? This is proof. I'm right and I want photos.
Stand there, we need you for scale.
Scale!
Marshall, do we need the red-eye feature?
Yes, his eyes do look red.
Jesus Christ, just take the picture!
Hey, just stand still.
Stand still, please.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Fantastic, run like hell! Where the hell's the monkey?
Chaka scurries across a stone bridge over a deep ravine.
Look! Chaka's waiting for us at the other end of the bridge! Good Chaka, your masters, please!
Marshall, it really looks like he's trying to destroy the bridge! Chaka, wait!
Master, not please!
They make it across the bridge, leaving the T-Rex at the other side.
It's okay. You can't cross. He has terrible depth perception. He thinks this chasm is a billion miles long. Not what you'd call an athlete, Mr. T-Rex. See? He's walking away in utter, helpless defeat. After all, his brain is the size of a walnut. Sure, his sense of smell may be acute, but eyesight, hearing, all of his higher functions, completely compromised by that walnut-sized brain pan. I mean, forget about the Polish. It's the T-Rexes who are the real dummies of the world. In fact, Chaka, funny story.
It leaps the bridge.
Run! Follow the monkey! Cave!
They run up the side of a mountain, through a small crevice and into a cave. The T-Rex can't reach them. They get soaked with T-Rex saliva.
Oh my god. He's looking at you, Marshall. He's watching you.
He's looking at everyone.
Oh, I'm certain he's looking at you.
They watch from the safety of the cave as the T-Rex walks away.
He is grumpy. I think that's what we should call him. Grumpy.
Yeah, it's a cute name.
gone?
Yeah.
Pussy. What a puss.
Marshall looks around inside the cave.
This'll work just fine. We'll call this base camp.
No, we cannot stay here. Bad things happen in caves, folks. Watch your movies.
Guys, can we just please take a minute to absorb this? I mean, we must be the first people to ever set foot in this world. It's incredible.
In another section of the cave, they discover two skeletons sat at a table, still dressed in their military uniform. The record spins on a gramophone. They watch open mouthed as Chucka starts to dance to the music.
Oh, God, we're screwed.
Three crescent moons hang in the night sky. Inside the cave, Holly rips off the legs of her trousers to make a pair of very short shorts. Chucka strokes her bare legs.
No. Chucka, no. Go on.
Chucka lies down and plays with the tarpaulin laid out on the floor of the cave.
Okay, you know what? I don't want Chucka sleeping in the cave tonight.
Whoa, not cool, dude.
No, it's a reasonable precaution, all right? He was just about to be executed, and I think he might have done something to deserve it.
Hey, my man is right here. Obviously, he has feelings, okay?
Doesn't have feelings.
Man, come on, look at him. He's adorable. He's a little cuddle machine.
What?
Yeah, at least you could do is let him defend himself.
I don't speak monkey. Anyhow, do you?
No,
I didn't think
here,
so.
Here, let me try. Chaka. Jira paku.
Chaka abuma pakumi.
He says he's a prince amongst his people.
Bin desa pakuni. Toroka chaka. Ontataka.
The victim of a treacherous plot to steal his throne.
Chaka na desa.
And the only thing he's ever guilty of was...
Nomasu.
Is love.
Oh, brother, give me a break.
Chaka abuma karita.
And he's being treated far too harshly for the very simple crime of...
Dusa dusa.
Pooping in the village well.
That's why you're not sleeping in the cave.
Yo, dusa dusa amasu, dusa dusa.
I can't tell anymore.
Holly moves away and Marshall crouches down to him.
Hey, mister.
He mouths, fuck you. Will appears with a wooden box.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you going with that?
I'm just gonna block the first point of egress here so that we're not vulnerable.
No. Bless your heart. Classic tenderfoot mistake. Don't beat yourself up over it. Here's the thing. Never put anything near the mouth of the cave to draw attention to us.
Did you not just see that we drew the attention of a highly intelligent psycho dinosaur?
Look, I think the PhD after my name means I know a little something about dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are creatures of brute instinct. Like I've said before, it's got a brain the size of a walnut. Okay, you got me? A walnut. Now think about it.
What's that?
They edge outside, carrying makeshift weapons made out of artifacts left behind in the cave. On the ground is a large round object wrapped in green leaves, tied together with vines. Tentatively, Marshall bends down and begins to unwrap it.
Sweet Gregor Mendel.
Whoa, what is it?
It's a walnut.
They all stare at the giant walnut, and far away in the distance, the T-Rex grins.
Well, obviously this is between you and him.
In the cave, Marshall starts the video recorder.
Day 2. 0600. Zulu time. Did not sleep last night at all. Not one bit. Still no sign of the tachyon amplifier, our only way home. Field rations are running dangerously low. Thusly, I've made the determination that if need be, if faced with starvation, we will cook and eat Chaka. I've been thinking about this a lot, actually. If Chaka meat were the secret ingredient on Iron Chef, I'm sure Bobby Flay would probably serve it with roasted red peppers and a dash of cumin and a braised polenta. It wouldn't be an easy thing to do, But if you slow roast the little guy, I'm sure that chaka meat would just fall right off the bone.
Fruit train, come through!
Fantastic, absolutely starving. And fresh fruit is like morning at Wimbledon.
Whoa, hold on a second there, Holly. I don't recognize that genus of succulent. Perhaps the native inhabitant could help us. Chaka? Huh? Rick Marshall? Chaka? Are they safe to eat? Eat?
Chaka cracks open the fruit and hands it to him.
Eat, Marashara.
Eat. Eat. Thank you, Chaka. Thank you so much for listening to me. Sorry for doubting you.
My little friend.
Has a pungent flavor. It smells good. Very meat.
Chaka! What the hell?
Marshall brushes off the hundreds of insects which escaped from the fruit.
Friends?
Friends? Well, yes, technically, I guess. However, I am your master, okay? We have entered into a verbal contract. You need to understand that, okay?
A white light floods the cave.
Holly, quick, to the cave mouth. Sentry positions.
Holly grabs the binoculars and runs out of the cave to join Marshall. They look out over the lush green mountain valley below, where a white light seems to pierce through the dense trees.
It looks like a plasma discharge, or maybe beta rays. Ah! Marshall? Ah! Marshall? Marshall?
He sees a vision.
Help me, please.
I will.
Marshall! Marshall, where are you going?
Someone or something knows we're here. It's in my head, calling to me.
Get back, Holly!
What are you doing?
I've seen this before. He's got the jungle madness. We gotta put him down while he's still some dignity left. Chaka, let's roll!
What?
They race down the mountain after him. Marshall stops at the bottom at the steps to a derelict ancient courtyard with a glass prism in the middle.
You see? This is the place. A beacon. A transmitter. Tapping directly into my prefrontal lobe. What the hell?
Stop it!
Well, I'll be. I guess you weren't crazy. Okay. I'm man enough to say that's my bad.
Wow. That's incredible, the architecture. It's almost like the Olmec culture of Mesoamerica.
Reminds me of the Prudential Building.
Chaka points frantically at a stone monument.
Taka! Sarisa Taka!
The trio explore the moss and vine-covered courtyard.
I bet somebody's growing weed in here.
As they look closely at the glass prism, the foot of a lizard-like creature appears from behind a wall.
You feel that? That ambient energy? Just like at Devil's Canyon.
Yep. Tachyon radiation. Marshall, the meter can't be far.
They duck to avoid the bats.
Oh. Oh, shit. Finally something cool, huh? What, no reaction? You guys have seen that before too, I take it, huh? In your lab. What's this thing? Hey, maybe this is where our ancient ancestors hosted the Latin Grammys. Just picture Santana hauling this sucker home.
He puts his hands on the prism.
Ooh, it vibrates.
I wouldn't touch that, all right?
Do you believe in love after love?
That is so dumb and childish.
He joins him.
Do you believe in love after love?
Will, will you please be quiet? Dr. Marshall needs silence.
I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough.
Wow. Yeah, I really feel it in my forearms. Yeah, usually you have to pay for something like this.
Oh, gosh.
Holly, you should sit on this.
No, no! Sarisa Taka! Sarisa Taka!
Hmm? What?
Sarisa Taka!
What is it, Chaka? What did you say?
Sarisa Taka! Sarisa Taka!
What does he say?
And
that is
the same thing over and over.
Sarisa. Sarisa
taka.
Chorizo tacos. Are you saying chorizo tacos? Don't play around because I'm super hungry.
Sarisa taka.
What the hell does that mean?
Behind them is written, beware, slee stack.
Well, I'm afraid we'll never know.
Green scaly lizard men with bulging eyes appear.
Oh, okay.
They all back away.
Oh, shit, it's not chorizo tacos.
No immediate danger. Cold-blooded and slow. I repeat, no immediate danger.
Will you stop that, please? You're freaking me out.
They're surrounded by lizard men.
Oh, gosh. They're everywhere.
They're just like zombies.
That's how zombies get you. All you.
We're all gonna die.
Like hell. I'm gonna take at least one of these bastards with me, even if they have to choke to death on my skull. Oh! What, do you want some food, do you?
What are you guys doing?
One second.
Her belt buckle catches the light and Marshall directs it at the stone monument. The light bounces between the four monuments at the corners of the courtyard.
What in the hell?
The light creates a black prism.
Just get in! Wait, stand down, Holly.
Hang on. Hang on, I think we're safe. They don't seem to be able to make it through the entrance.
Thank God for that. That one keeps peering into my soul.
Well, this is just fantastic. How are we gonna just stand in here and suffocate in this tiny little... huge... thingy?
Oh. Wow, that is an efficient use of space.
It's like Snoopy's doghouse.
Look, there's a gold one. Let's stomp its head in.
Do not fear me. I am Enoch, the Altrusion. Thank Vindok you've come to my aid, Rick Marshall.
You know me?
Of course. Even in the farthest reaches of the universe, we have seen your Matt Lauer video. I am a prisoner in this land of the lost. Only you can help me escape. The fate of the universe depends on you.
Well, it's very flattering, Enoch. But I think you found the wrong guy.
No, Rick Marshall. I have summoned you here specifically to help me stop an evil madman who has already conquered my world, and now plans to conquer yours. His name is...
A hologram appears.
The Zarn.
I am the Zarn. Heed my warning or be destroyed.
The Zarn became obsessed with using the power of these crystals to conquer the universe. If he is not stopped, he will open a doorway to your world and lead his army of Sleestak on a rampage across time and space. He must be stopped.
Enoch, buddy. I'm a scientist, you're a scientist. I think together, you and I can figure this out.
You mustn't touch the crystals!
Hey.
The wrong manipulation of the crystals could turn time and space inside out.
What do you need from us?
The Zarn lacks only one thing to enact his evil plan. A device to amplify tachyons and unleash the full power of the crystals.
Well, Marshall's created a device that isolates tachyon interference.
Yeah, I did that.
Of course. With tachyon particles focused along the proper temporal vector, a stable passageway can be opened
open
to any point in the space-time
continuum. You and I are so smart.
Rick Marshall, I knew instantly you could help me. You are a truly advanced intellect. I don't know how you manage amongst these others.
I don't know how I do either. I really don't.
Excuse me?
You have this tachyon amplifier?
I lost it on the way in. I don't know where. It could be lost in time.
On the contrary, I detected nearby. It... strange. I cannot precisely pinpoint its location. It moves.
Leave it to us. If it's out there, we'll find it.
Not so fast. I live by. Never trust a dude in a tunic. You live by that rule? Yes. It's never led me astray.
Right, come on, Enoch. Are you well enough to travel?
No. My place is here in the pylon. I must protect the crystals. If you wish to return home, these crystals are the doorway. Your device is the key. Find it before the Zarn does. Bring it to me and rescue us all. Rescue the unit! Verse!
Back in the forest of the Land of the Lost...
All right, everyone, gather around. Let's go. Chop, chop. Hustle up.
Marshall, did you just make that?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a miniatures enthusiast.
It's very impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I see some obvious scaling issues, but...
I think it's pretty damn good.
He points with a laser pen.
All right, we are here. As you can see, desert, forest. What's this look like?
It's a cave.
That's the cave. That's where we're living. Yeah. Standard volcano. Now, I will tether Will to this hot air balloon right here, okay? That it will be fitted with a crude tachyon reflector array that I fashioned out of a thermal blanket and a cell phone charger.
I don't remember ever volunteering for that.
Holly, you and I will follow Will's directions as he searches for the telltale ping of the missing and still presumably operational tachyon meter.
Oh, God, he's close.
I've taken care of that. During the course of my professional career, I've done extensive research with reptiles and various birds of prey, of which dinosaurs are.
Well, that's disputable.
Please be quiet. They have a very acute sense of smell. And now, while I've gathered this strictly for genetic research to be used upon our return, I think it would prove wise to use this now. Hadrosaur urine.
We are going to cover
Wait. What is that?
Hadrosaur urine.
How'd you get that?
Well, while you were sleeping, I'm out gathering research, okay? This was to be used for genetic engineering, and I was going to write a report on kidney function. But now it'll just be camouflage. We'll all blend in, okay? So, we will cover ourselves.
I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to figure this out.
Oh, my God.
So you've been gathering urine?
Yes, what's the problem?
That means that you stood under a dino dong with a bucket.
Will tries not to laugh.
If you want to be technical and reduce it to its basis element, yes, I was.
How'd that work out for you?
Are you honestly asking me?
Yeah.
It's very peaceful. It's a little bit like fly fishing. Just out there in the night air, still, calm. And then, zing, you get a big catch. Okay, so, we'll cover our bodies in urine, and they will be virtually undetectable to all dinosaurs. All right, here they come. Should have thought of this a long time ago.
He soaks himself.
Woo! Ah, that's refreshing. Make sure to ingest some, get that in the bloodstream. Don't do that. Whew. Okay, who's next?
They both stare at him.
Really? It's not that bad.
He rubs his eyes.
Check that. Just starting to burn in my eyes a little bit. Did not plan for that. It gets up in the nostrils, too. You do not want that? Wow. That's early morning stuff. Ooh, that is strong. Maybe a second splash. Reduce some of the effects. Immediately made it worse. Where's my laser pointer? Never mind. We will probably have to be doing... Ow.
Oh, my knee. Oh, my knee. What the nana?
Who's that?
Maybe we should just follow him. Nice model, though.
Yeah, fine. Let's forget my model. Let's follow the monkey.
They trudge across a large, arid landscape.
Shut up, Chaka!
Are we there yet?
Find this funny, Chaka? This is the damn Bataan death march out here.
The landscape is littered with random artifacts from the past, present, and future, including the Golden Gate Bridge and a Ferris wheel.
My God.
Absolutely incredible.
This must be the main entry point into this world.
It's like a cosmic lost and found.
Wow, look at all this kick-ass shit to steal. This is like the world's greatest mall.
Yeah, well, it's just like a mall.
The only thing it's missing is a food court.
Come sit, Nathus. We gotta move.
Where are all these little chupacabras going to?
I'll tell you where they're going to. Our raft. Tachyon meter can't be far.
Our raft? That's my raft. Get away from there! Stop pecking on my raft!
There's your food court.
An ice cream van and vendor appear.
Ice cream. Hey.
I'm gonna go pony up and get Chaka a cone. It's his first.
No, there's a reason why those dinosaurs hang out there. They know.
They know what?
It's feeding time.
The Compsognathus are joined by a group of velociraptors and they begin to devour the ice cream van. The terrified vendor tries to defend himself by throwing lollies at the dinosaurs. A velociraptor rips the vendor's arm clean off. Whoa. Molly films as Grumpy the T-Rex is joined by a female.
An Allosaurus female.
They attack the ice cream van.
We're in luck. These large predators are extremely territorial. Virtually nothing will distract them from each other.
Both dinosaurs look directly at Holly, Will, and Marshall.
Crap balls!
What do you know? This is
one of those situations where dumping piss on your head's a bad idea. Run!
They flee in opposite directions.
Leave, Chaka! Lead your master to safety!
Chaka fights with Marshall.
Hey! Chaka, kill him! Chaka, no! Why? You're a little asshole, Chaka! Spread out! It'll confuse him! Try running a serpentine pattern! He's incapable of rapid course correction! Serpentine, everyone! Serpentine! Serpentine!
He's picked up by the scruff of the neck. As he's dropped, Marshall's laser pen sticks in the T-Rex's mouth.
Hey, Marshall! You ever get tired of being wrong?
I do! I really do! But I'm tired!
Get on your horse, Rick Marshall!
He runs straight into both dinosaurs.
Working as a pair. Fascinating, but terrifying!
He scurries into a half-standing shop called Urban Outfitters and poses with the mannequins in the broken shop window. The T-Rex tries to sniff him out. Marshall keeps still in the same pose as the other mannequins. The dinosaur appears to lose interest but then pounces. Holly films as a lifeless body is tossed about by the T-Rex.
No! Marshall!
Still here! I hope you're taping this!
I got it!
An alarm triggers as he runs through a subway ticket barrier. He races towards a defunct white Hummer limousine, and as he quickly gets inside, he sets off the stereo. Marshall stands up and looks out at the Hummer's sunroof just as the dinosaur appears.
I want to die in a Hummer!
Escaping from the Hummer, Marshall scurries through the desert, passing a group of Comsignathus tucking into the remaining ice creams from the van.
It's a massacre.
He scrambles through the debris and hides up against a rock. One of the Comsignathus dinosaurs looks at him and nibbles on a biscuit.
Gross.
As the creature scampers away, Marshall spots a canister of nitrogen on the floor. Holly and Will hide behind a medieval catapult.
The catapult! What?
Set the catapult!
What?
Set me up a catapult!
This thing!
Catapult!
Now!
No! Take her that way! Go that way! Just do it!
Come on!
How the hell do you set a catapult?
I don't know. Turn it!
They heave the catapult's arm into position.
Bring that mother! I'm coming in hot! Keep going! Put your backs into it! Ah, the package has arrived.
What's the package?
It's a canister of refrigerant.
They launch the nitrogen straight into the female T-Rex's mouth. The dinosaur starts to freeze. Frozen solid, it falls to the ground.
I did not expect that.
Suddenly, it explodes into thousands of pieces. In the debris is the tachyon amplifier.
Gay show tunes.
Cassie, Bebe, tachyon meter.
A pterodactyl swoops down and grabs the amplifier. Will, Holly, and Marshall watch solemnly as the equipment's carried away.
Oh, that blows. That blows.
Marshall slopes away with his head bowed, leaving Will and Holly staring out into the distance as the pterodactyl disappears from view. Later, with Chaka by their side, they find Marshall laid in the back of an open-topped Cadillac, half-buried in the sand.
Marshall? What are you doing?
I'm giving up. And it feels good.
What about finding a way home and validation for your life's work? You're just going to give all that up just to lie here?
Oh, no, of course not.
Lying here is just phase one of the plan. It's phase two that gets me really excited. It involves adjusting the angle of my recline and putting this hand halfway down my pants.
Deceptively simple, yet elegant.
Yep. I tried, I failed, and you know what? Once again, it's my own damn vault.
You mean fault?
No, I actually mean vault. It's from a poster with a pole vaulter on it.
That's really freaking stupid, man.
You know, I can't even believe I'm hearing this. Any scientist in his right mind would give...
Initiating phase two.
Do you know how I first heard about you? As a joke. First year at Cambridge, we used to email your little appearance with Matt Lauer around for a laugh. I mean, as YouTube Hall of Fame moments goes, it was Lauer versus Marshall, and then that monkey pissing in his own face. In that order. But I wasn't laughing. Because I was fascinated. I saw a man who was willing to swim dangerous waters for the sake of his need to know. I took that to heart, Dr. Marshall. I committed myself to your theories, and then I got tossed out of Cambridge for it.
For my theories, you threw your future away?
Yeah, that's what everyone told me. But I didn't believe it, not till now.
She storms off across the white sand.
Have you seen this monkey video?
Yeah, I've seen it about a dozen times.
God bless the internet.
Come on, Chaka. Let's work on our mission statement.
Okay.
In the darkness, Will, Holly, and Chaka sit around the campfire in the roots of a twisted tree in the forest. Holly writes in her journal. Mosquitoes buzz around them. Will sits down to talk to Chaka.
How's it going?
What's wrong, little guy? You okay? Lady troubles?
Yeah,
tell me about it. This obviously stays between me and you, but I'm coming up on a 6-year dry spell.
Yeah. Tina mamura, apakunikasa. Bisato na.
He says that he misses his tribe. It's a beautiful existence. They're carefree and nomadic, and they live where the food is.
Just like me. I move trace times just to be closer to a Ruby Tuesdays. Continue.
Masara, abimimi.
Their women wait on the men.
Odumani.
Serving all the needs.
I'm liking this. Continue.
Masadoma, eh.
Though they're ugly.
Kewesa.
They make up for it with nice personalities.
Chaka abumapakuni. Masa, masa, masa. Bisasa masani.
He says, as prince of his tribe, he personally is served by a harem of 7,000 women.
Wow. Not bad, little dude.
Yeah, and they bring him all the apples if
you...
you get the idea, I'm not translating that.
Marshall appears through the darkness playing a banjo.
Any room around that fire for a jerk like me?
Thought you gave up.
I did. I gave up on giving up. Sat out there for a long time. Just me, my shame, this little four string. And I had a change of heart. Tried too long and hard to think of something to say to you guys. Well, I realized there wasn't anything to say. But maybe, just maybe, there's something I could say.
No, it's all right.
Marshall, Will and Holly, on a routine expedition, met the greatest earthquake ever known. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's fine.
Apology accepted, dude. That's...
Thanks. You guys are being so generous. Really appreciate it. I think the healing has begun. Met the greatest earthquake ever known.
A mosquito sucks his neck.
High on the rapids. Struck their tiny rock. That's good. And plunge them down. I'm so tired. 1,000 feet below. I'm feeling weak. Really bushwhacked. Anyway, here's how we end it. A little arpeggio, nothing fancy.
His face has turned gray.
I gotta sleepy. Land. Land, la, la, la.
Ah!
I'm so tired.
can't hurt her.
The now fat mosquito stuck to his back is crushed as he collapses to the ground.
What happened?
You had a bug on you, but it's gone now.
Oh, okay.
No longer able to keep his eyes open, he lies on the floor and sleeps. The next morning, Marshall wakes up and happily stretches, oblivious to the massive red pussy mosquito bite covering half of his back.
All right, everyone. Rise and shine.
Listen up. It's a new day. Yes, we've had a setback. Yes, it is tempting to stay in this world and die. But that's not how the new Marshall rolls. You hear me? Not by a damn sight. This isn't hands down the pants, Marshall, right? This isn't gorging on 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's and a whole spiral cut ham while watching not one, but 2 Mama's family's reunions, Marshall. Uh-uh. He's gone. Here's the deal. Enoch's counting on us. The whole world's counting on us. If we have any hope of returning home, we need to take back that tachyon meter and take it back hard. That means climbing. Hours of arduous climbing up sheer cliffs. Not tomorrow, not in a few hours, but right now. Understood?
Yep.
Understood, Will? Mm-hmm. Let's move out, you pansies.
Hey! This is not a race, okay?
A pterodactyl swoops overhead. Perched on the cliff face, they listen to the music coming from the top. They climb up to the top of the volcano.
Right. Let's do the whole combination, facing away from the mirror. From the top. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
What the hell?
Pterodactyl eggs incubating all over the caldera.
And there's your shitty boombox.
Across a sea of thin volcanic glass. Okay, Will, what you're going to want to do is evenly distribute your weight while at the same time keeping an eye out for the eggs. Hey, Will, I know you're faking. Okay. Chaka! Chaka! Come on. Fine. Maybe I need to listen to the words of a group of young kids trying to make it on stage. God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it.
Marshall. Be careful.
Will wakes from his pretend sleep.
I'm up. I got this. Oh, Marshall, you got it.
Do me a favor. Just keep an eye on the mother, okay?
You mustn't change the surface temperature of the eggs. Even a drop of sweat could activate the hatching process.
Right.
Marshall takes off his shirt and rolls down his socks. He ties his vest in a knot like a dancer and wraps his belt around his head.
I've got to get this job.
He shimmies and spins his way through the hundreds of eggs balanced on pointed rocks sticking up out of the bubbling lava, and balletically makes his way to the center and the tachyon amplifier.
I got it.
All right, let me see the boys. The whole group? Ready. A 5, 6.
He straps the amplifier to his chest. As Marshall tries to restart the machine, hundreds of eggs start to move and begin to crack open. Baby pterodactyls start to pop through the broken shells.
They're hatching! Why are they hatching?
The music! It must be like a lullaby!
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many people does he need? God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many boys, how many girls? Look at all the people. At all the people.
How many people does he need? How many boys, how many girls? How many people does he...
I really need this job. Please, God, I need this job. I've got to get this job.
They all gawp at Chaka singing. Marshall slowly turns around to see the pterodactyls sleeping. In the blistering sunshine, Chucker, Will and Marshall leap into a motel swimming pool, which is lodged into the sand. In his vest with his brown and yellow patterned Y fronts, Marshall gets out of the pool and shakes his hair in slow motion. Holly cleans the amplifier.
I'm gonna miss this place that proves I was right.
With excitement, Chucker scurries across the white sand and plucks a strange fruit from a tree. He hurries back to the pool and hands Marshall and Will the large, hairy fruit.
Oh, drink. Drink, yes.
They both drink the liquid inside the fruit.
Oh, that is delicious and refreshing.
Sweet and sour, like Chinese food. Huh?
He's saying it's a celebratory drink in his village.
Cheers.
Yeah, it brings a joyful lightness to the heart and soul.
No.
Oh, no, sorry, it's not joyful lightness. A better translation would be howling loneliness. And then your bravery will be tested as your mind fogs. And the shadow hags will rise from the graves and hold you in an icy embrace. And it'll feel like your bowels being pierced by a ghost serpent. Well, that can't be right.
No, that can't be right.
Chaka, makirishu dondo.
Oh, no. Bomba.
Oh, okay, so it's not ghost serpent. It's much closer to zombie dick.
Magala.
I think it might be narcotic.
Is that so?
You should be honest with me, okay? You're a cop. It's not an answer, Chaka. That's your name. Seriously, by law, you have to tell me if you're a police officer.
Marco.
Oh, well. You wearing a wire?
You wearing a wire?
Relaxing in the pool, a bleary-eyed Will stares at an almost comatose Chaka.
Marco.
Polo.
Holly fiddles with the amplifier.
Hello.
She notices the signal gets stronger.
Hot coffee.
She walks out across the large, flat, white salt plains, following the signal's strength. She stares in surprise as in the distance a large glass prism appears and a black space inside it opens. Inquisitively, she slowly walks towards it. She steps inside and through into a large cave with vines dangling from the roof. She gawps in wonder at the tall blue crystals jutting out from the rocks. Back at the motel, Chucka, Will and Marshall lie relaxing on the sand.
I need food. Marshall!
Yeah?
Fruit me, buddy.
Through the haze, a giant crab appears on the horizon and scuttles across the sand towards them. They all turn their heads to see the oversized creature scurrying quickly into view. Terrified, they watch its massive pincers clip the air. It falls into a steaming geyser and comes out perfectly cooked.
Huh. Yeah, get it right there. Get it on it. Thank you.
As the sun goes down, they tuck into an abundance of delicious crab meat.
Chaka, I owe you an apology. Okay, I'm a guest in your land. A guest who came unannounced, uninvited, and I've treated you like a toilet. A toilet. I want to make it up to you. Because the love I feel for you, I'm not exaggerating, is a billion times greater than the love for mankind that Jesus felt on the cross. You could take that to the bank. I'm alright. I'm so glad you guys squashed that. I love you guys so much. You guys are amazing. I don't ever want to go home.
No.
This is just like Sandals Resort.
Mm-hmm. It's good people, a lot of good food, good times. I'm gonna make this my life. I'm just gonna be here all the time.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're funny, Chaka.
He's hilarious.
You're funny.
His jokes are disgusting.
You're funny.
Hey, for real though, how much money would I have to pay y'all to French kiss each other?
For real?
Totally for real.
For real.
Tongue is in his monkey mouth.
Hey, if it doesn't leave the three of us, I'd do it for free right now.
It's not gonna leave here.
I'd do it right now.
Let me see it. Kiss him.
It doesn't leave the three of us?
Never. I won't tell anybody. Who am I gonna tell?
I'm gonna kiss him. I'm gonna do it.
Come here.
What?
Come in.
What?
Get.
You guys are gross. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Oh, that's gross.
I changed my mind.
Back in the cave, Holly walks amongst large blue crystals. She happens upon a nest full of eggs nestled in a steaming brown mound.
Dinosaur eggs. Dinosaur poo.
With the amplifier strapped to her chest, she carefully lifts one of the eggs from the slimy dinosaur poo. A hologram appears behind her.
This is the Zarn. Heed my warning or be destroyed.
We're just trying to get home.
Enoch the Altrusion has escaped our custody. He has overtaken the central pylon and its crystals, and now plans to lead his army of Sleestak on a rampage across time and space. If you're hearing this, heed my warning. Do not believe... No! Enoch, no!
The Zarn hologram is speared by a laser and falls to the floor. Holly reaches out and touches the flickering light left behind in its wake. As she looks around, the skeleton of the Zarn lies on the ground. Behind him is a crystal which absorbs the remaining light from around his body.
The Zarn.
A Sleestak appears behind her.
I've got to go and warn you.
Back in the sunshine, Will, Chaka and Marshall sleep spooning each other.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night.
As they begin to stir, they gently stroke the person snuggled in next to them. Marshall slowly wakes and sits up and looks around.
Holly?
Summer breeze
makes
me feel. Dressed, the three of them race across the salt plains to the glass prism. At its base, Marshall finds Holly's rucksack.
They've taken Holly. Chaka, we've got a mission for you. Now listen closely.
Inside the Cave of Crystals, Will leaps out with manic eyes, checking the coast is clear. He communicates to Marshall using hand signals.
I don't know what that means.
Just come on.
They creep through the cave and spot two Sleestak by a crevice in the wall.
Oh, man.
Sentries. Classic hive behavior. They're obviously on patrol. Yep, just like drones, tirelessly hunting.
Dude, it looks like they're getting ready to make out.
No.
A lump on the Sleestak's neck bulges and glows bright orange as they begin to stroke each other.
He's about to tap that ass.
Would you shut up? He's not about to tap that ass. Oh, you're right. He's totally tapping that ass.
Our own little private show.
Will and Marshall cover their noses as the Sleestak shed their skin in one swift move.
Oh, God, they shed.
Looking down at the skin on the ground, Marshall has an idea. Troops of Sleestak march into the ceremonial stone courtyard. Marshall and Will follow behind, wearing the shedded skin.
Don't do that! Just focus.
They march towards a fire pit, which Holly dangles above in a metal cage.
We find you guilty of providing assistance to Enoch the Altrusion.
There she is.
Prepare to meet the Sleestak God.
Stop!
Marshall!
Marshal!
Do not interfere.
Dude, what the hell are you doing?
This one was caught trying to deliver a tachyon device to Enoch.
You and Holly, you've got to deal with us.
They remove their disguise.
No, no, Marshal, don't!
Because we're all friends of Enoch.
Enoch the Altrusian is guilty of the destruction of an entire civilization.
Entire what now?
Convicted of his crimes, he was sentenced to 10,000 years imprisonment. And made to wear a tunic as a symbol of his deceit.
Told you, dude. Tunic.
As his allies, you shall die as well.
Seize them!
Marshal!
Marshal leaps onto the cage and a bolt holding it begins to break.
Hold on!
He pulls a slee stack into the fire pit and Will kicks one in the groin. Marshal pulls another one into the fire pit. Marshal and Will fight the slee stack, sending them tumbling into the pit. Marshal climbs inside the cage, which swings precariously above the flames, and another bolt loosens.
We can do this. Ready?
Marshal and Holly leap from the cage just as it falls into the fire pit. Holly throws herself at Marshal and passionately kisses him.
Wait, what about our working relationship?
I wanted to do that since I first met you.
We could have been doing this the whole time.
Yeah, but I was worried it wouldn't be professional. I'd distract you from your work.
No, not distracting. Never distracting.
Are you guys kidding me? Come on, really? Now is the time for this?
You know, he's right. We've got to stop Enoch. Right now, he has the upper hand. And I know we have the element of surprise, but...
Marshal winces and pulls away.
Yeah, about that.
What?
We sent Chaka to go get him.
Well then, Rick Marshall.
Coming here represents a slight adjustment to my plans, but no matter. I have what I need. And it's all thanks to you, Dr. Marshall. And this.
Don't. We're outgunned.
My slee stacks stand prepared. With the power of the crystals, they are my slaves. My conquering army. Thanks to your device, I can lead an invasion force anywhere I choose in all of time and space. But I believe I will begin with your Earth. My slee stacks reproduce quickly.
Oh yeah, we already caught some of that action.
In mere weeks, your world will be overrun by their scaly offspring. And when I'm standing in the cinders of your civilization, I'll be sure to give you full scientific credit. I know how important that is to you. Now save your strength. You'll need it.
Need it? What is it?
A small red dot from the laser pen appears on his chest and moves quickly to his head.
Marshal?
Grumpy appears, the laser shining from his mouth.
Oh, great.
Right, you run and I'll distract him. He's not after me.
No, I'm not running. This ends here.
Marshal, what are you doing?
Maybe what I was always meant to do. Now just go. I'll meet you at the pylon. I hope.
No, we're not leaving without you.
Go! Get out of here. I don't love you.
He picks up a stone and throws it at her.
Go!
Ow! Marshal!
Get! You're ugly!
She scowls at him before storming off.
Look, if you're gonna do this for real, take this. Got some high-powered fireworks in here that might come in handy. Are you kidding me? You mean you've been carrying a bag of fireworks around with you this whole time? There's literally a dozen situations where we could have used these. Shh. That's right. None of that's important now, okay? Listen. I gotta just level with you, bro. I misjudged you. I thought you were just a dumbass dude who dressed stupid, but I'm wrong. You're solid.
Thanks.
Thick or thin, I will follow you into battle at any time. You hear me? Absolutely any time.
Okay. How about now?
Like right now?
Yes.
Honestly,
I didn't really expect you to call the favor in this soon. So, on this one, unfortunately, I have to say no. But I think it's going to be awesome for you, for personal growth, just to hit this one solo. I'm going to be rooting for you. Okay? Trenches, bro. It's all about love. Okay? After this time, I'm there for you, okay? Anytime after now.
He's your man, not me.
Marshall notices a wooden star flying on the floor. An idea pops into his head and he hurries over and picks it up. He stands defiantly at the top of the steps in front of Grumpy. Looking at the staff, he smashes the silver head off its top on the edge of the stone steps and stares fixedly at his enemy. Slowly, he walks down the steps towards him.
All right, it's a fact. You and I don't like each other. Oh, yes. And only one will remain. I'm just gonna have to fight you at your own game.
He jabs Grumpy with the staff. He attacks Grumpy from the other side.
Stay back.
Ollie watches from behind a rock.
Damn, you're quick. Because you're a dinosaur. But you don't carry around these, do you? Huh?
He grabs a firework.
Welcome to the Big Bang Theory, my friend. Damn it, Will!
Grumpy treads Marshall's big cat lighter into the ground. Holly watches on in anticipation. Marshall rolls crackly across the ground to try and reach his staff.
Ah, stupid.
Holly and Will watch as he scrambles for the staff and faces Grumpy head on.
There's always a way out.
He looks at his staff.
Because if you don't make it, it's your own damn fault.
Marshall and Grumpy narrow their eyes and stare each other down. Will, Holly and Chucker watch nervously from behind the rock as Marshall lifts his stick into the air and runs defiantly at Grumpy. Jams one end of the stick into the ground, and as it bends, he levers himself high into the air.
My God! He's gonna do it!
Do it! Do it!
He pole vaults straight into Grumpy's mouth.
Ooh!
Ah!
Oh, God!
I don't believe it.
Holly runs out from behind the rock.
You bastard! Do you realize who you just ate, do you? Probably the most brilliant man ever. Probably the only man who ever really knew you. All right, so he was rough about the size of your brain, but you don't go and eat a man for that. You reason with him, you stupid idiot. It was your future. It was my future. And I'm never gonna get a chance to tell him that because of you.
Grumpy spots Will cowering as he stomps away.
Let's go. Let's go. I'm sorry.
Right. Now we must get home. We're going to get back and we're going to tell the world what Dr. Rick Marshall did here today.
Hundreds of Sleestak march in formation on the ceremonial courtyard. In his crystal lair, Enoch uses the tachyon amplifier to affect his collection of crystals. As they start to glow, a black prism appears in the courtyard amongst the Sleestak. Holly uses her belt as a whip and attacks the scaly creatures. Come on, you big green bastards.
I am sick and tired of you slow-moving little wankers!
Holly becomes surrounded by Sleestak.
All right, little dude. Let's do this.
Lock and load!
Using Chucker as a battering ram, Will storms the Sleestak.
You want some of this? Eat, Chucker! Eat! Holly!
Will!
Step, step, and lift!
Marshall appears riding on the back of Grumpy.
All right, my
my murderous friend. Take us home. Woo!
Woo! Grumpy stomps on the army of Sleestak.
Right that guy! Right back there! Right. Woo! Good kid!
That's it.
Up there. Oh, the horror!
Oh, God, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Let's do it, pal.
Woo! Maybe cool would be if he slid down Grumpy's tail just like Fred Flintstone would do.
He slides down Grumpy's tail.
Oh, God. I have lived. Oh, easy. Hey, come on, Tickles.
Marshall!
They embrace.
What happened?
Dude, we thought you had died.
Died?
No.
That was just a minor setback. Okay, let's go home.
No, wait. This is insane. We saw you go down Grumpy's cakehole. What, he puke you out or something?
No, it's not possible. The T-Rex lacked a gag reflex.
Not important right now.
Grumpy knocks out the rest of the Sleestak.
I'm okay, and that's it.
This is a puzzler.
Look, I'd really rather not talk about it. Now, let's light this candle.
Now, Marshall, how did you get out?
I will talk to you about it later. Individually, to each one of you. I'll explain it.
They look at the brown stains on his shirt.
Oh, jeez. Would you grow up?
Oh, my God.
Yes, he pooped me out.
Ugh. Now you guys are friends?
While I was sneaking my way through his bowels, I don't know. I must have dislodged some sort of intestinal blockage. And yes, he's in a much better mood now. So, can we move on? I really would like to go home.
You were deuced out by a dinosaur. That is incredibly cool.
Grumpy, listen. When you talk about this, and you will, please be gentle. Okay? All right, gangster, let's bones it out.
Marshall and Grumpy try to touch fists.
Don't worry about it. It's hard with your vestigial arm. Let's go, guys. To freedom.
Leaving Grumpy behind, one by one, they leap into the black prism and through into Enix's crystal lair.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. And now, the doorway opens.
A portal to Earth opens.
Enix! Huh? It's over. You're not going anywhere.
You think you can challenge me? Magellan-Kata!
I wrestled at Purdue.
JV!
They wrestle.
Fight! Yaka! Stick around with Ballbreaker! Marshall! I'm coming in!
One of the crystals becomes dislodged, and in slow motion it flies through the air and smashes into tiny little pieces. As it does, the Earth portal begins to fade.
What have you done? The door. It's closing forever.
Marshall notices the crystal necklace Holly is wearing and pulls it from her neck. He places it into the vacant spot, and the Earth portal becomes clearer.
Barely holding! Let's go!
Enix pulls Will to the floor.
It's your home or your comrade, Dr. Marshall.
No, it isn't! Reverse! You got it! I got this little bastard on lockdown! I'm gonna stay!
What?
Yeah! I've been talking to my man Chaka. He pitches a pretty good world. I mean, think about it. My home was never in the real world. It never belonged. This could be a fresh start for me. You know, make some new friends. I could be somebody. A winner.
Ow!
Wow, I really admire you right now. I just feel like so many people go through this life looking for what I found here, you know? And they themselves, they never find it.
Or worse. They find it, they let it slip away.
I am so afraid of that happening.
You wouldn't be human if you didn't feel scared.
Marshall! Please, you can't leave me here like this, with him. As one scientist to another, I beg you for mercy.
Science shows no mercy.
And neither do I.
That's good.
Thank you.
Let's go, Holly.
Holly and Marshall stand at the entrance to the portal.
Ready?
Ready.
Chaka, technically I'm still your master.
They wave at Will and Chaka before leaping into the portal. At the cave in Devil's Canyon.
Marshall?
Holly.
He looks at her and they embrace.
We made it.
Thank you.
I just want to say, you have grown into a beautiful woman.
He winces uncomfortably. Composing himself, he tenderly lifts her chin and gazes deeply into her eyes before slowly tilting his head to kiss her.
Hey! Where's Will?
He went to a better place.
You killed him.
No. No, he went to a strange world. A world of dinosaurs, monkey people, lizard people. A hole in space and time, a virtual land of the lost. And as hard as it is to believe, Will chose to stay.
All right, cool.
In the land of the lost.
Man, did you see those sea stacks kick the crap out of Phoenix? I've never seen him move so fast. Yeah, I couldn't agree more, little buddy. Tunic. Hop up. I got you, come on. Oh, man, you are deceptively heavy.
Will carries Chaka across the desert to the edge of his kingdom. A group of beautiful, half-naked, unhairy women rush towards them.
Isn't what your women look like? Hop up, be cool.
Whoa! Easy, stand up.
I got this.
How's it going? I'm Will, pretty much Chaka's best friend. I'm here to offer y'all protection and shelter and really pretty much anything that you guys would ever need.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's Denim.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that, huh? Hey, you're back here too. Okay. This was definitely a good choice.
This is Today with Matt Lauer.
It's been some time since my final guest was here, but after the remarkable events of the past year, he needs no introduction. He's back with a new book and more startling evidence of, you guessed it, time warps.
The pipe's allowed, I asked.
That's great news. You've had quite a year.
Actually, a stellar year, Matt. In fact, I brought you back a dinosaur egg, which my beautiful partner and lover, Holly Cantrell, was gracious enough to transport. And I'm obviously very excited about my new tome.
It's a book.
16 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list.
Let me get to your discovery, Doctor, because...
This is for you. I signed it. You're supposed to say the title and the publisher.
That's not going to happen.
Just say it.
No, just say the damn title. Fine. Matt Lauer Can Suck It by Dr. Rick Marshall.
I was so surprised that your attorney signed off on that. I was like, are you sure? Is this going to be okay? He said, yeah, go for it.
Son of a bitch.
Ow! You puss!
The end.